Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I lived and breathed what I believe.
Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that terrific campus and lovely town and country. We appreciate them being with us.
And Triad Bank wants you to take it to the bank. Text in, tell me your favorite player right now in the National League Central. Is it Keston Hiura of the Brewers? How much fun is this guy? Had a walk-off against the Cubs. Get involved in the text line. Triad Bank, located in Frontenac. They've been around since 2005. St. Louis-based bank, five-star rated. For all your banking needs, including business owners looking to expand, go to triadbanking.com or stop by and see them in person. That Cubs-Brewers series was wild over the weekend. Brewers won Friday, Saturday. Cubs won big on Sunday. And now here it is, guys, to get to 90.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Can I sell you on 34 and 23?
No.
Probably not. Okay.
You gotta add if you want me to buy into that.
So I should ask this question in a couple of days, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Ask
Wednesday
me on August
3
1st.
O'clock?
Yeah. Right.
34 and 23 for a team that has played over 100 games and is 7 over, it's probably unlikely they'd go 11 over. Now, to get to 88, 32 and 25. That's plausible.
Yeah, I could see that.
32 and 25 gets you 88 wins, and you're probably right there, maybe a game or two out of the division, maybe a game up or out in the wild card. That just, they feel like they're going to kind of be where they have been,
yes.
Isn't it?
Now, if you're looking for good news, the Cardinals are battling Milwaukee and Chicago. Those two teams, I think, play each other 10 more times the rest of the way.
Wow.
August and September, 10 games between the Brewers and the Cubs.
Beat each other up. That's the goal.
Yes. Just win on those games, and you're probably in the postseason.
All right, your matchups. Wainwright and Darvish on Tuesday. Darvish has been better overall of late. Wainwright's good at home.
It's not a Sunday afternoon, though.
Hendricks and Michaelis on Wednesday.
You'll lose that game because you can't hit Hendricks.
And then you have Lester and Flaherty on Thursday. I need 2-1. Remember, I was saying 3-3 was, you go 3-3 with Houston and Chicago, you could live with that. But now you need to go 2-1 against Chicago to get there. Wainwright, Darvish, Hendricks, Michaelis, Lester, Flaherty. Yeah. You're going to have to hit somebody because you didn't do that the last couple of days. And if you're going to get to 90, I need 50 guys. I need this, all right? Cardinals.com for all your ticket needs / promotions for all the upcoming events. And there are some great deals for this Cubs series, which I need to tell my friend from Chicago who texted last week and said, coming down for the series, are there tickets available? Is that an obvious sign of the friend?
Oh, he's definitely
saying,
yeah.
Can
yeah.
you call?
He's throwing it out there like you did with DeWitt that one time.
Yeah, yeah. Ticketmaster just ran out. I mean, ticket. Come on.
I said, I don't know, man. This is tough. This town. You ever seen an empty seat at Busch Stadium these days? And he said, yeah, I have. I said, oh, okay. Well,
by the way, Martin, you mentioned the great giveaways August 9th through 11th against the Pirates. Cardinals tank top presented by Cooper Tires and Dobbs Tire and Auto Center.
Tank tops.
Tank tops.
How about that?
Wow.
You know, when I was walking out on Saturday, I went as a fan. There were at least 7 or 8 people with signs saying, I want to buy your giveaway. And they were offering like $7 or $8. I think it was the rings from the 2004, like the replica rings. Is that what it was?
Really, he's got a pile of cash just saying, I'll buy your ring.
Yeah.
I guess there's enough of a market, right, for all of these items?
Oh, and by the way, now Ken Strode, remember we'd see him during the regular season, but we'd always see him in the postseason.
In the front row.
In the World
You'd
Series.
You'd have, you know, yeah. Ken Rosenthal, Bob Nightingale, Iggy Strode.
And, of course, when Monique and I were walking up from Channel 5 to go to the game, we see, because it was one of those giveaway nights, I saw the Kenny Strode car, which has the license plate Iggy.
Hey, buddy.
And he was there covering the event?
Yeah.
He is a nice enough guy at the press box now. I don't know if he works in media relations. I'm not quite for sure what his job is, but he grabs Iggy the weekend giveaways. So Iggy, instead of doing micro coverage Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just had to go to the Sunday game. So he said he hasn't been there in a couple weeks. He walked out of there with 4 or 5 bags full of goodies.
So did he even bring a recorder or a notepad as a reporter?
Did you guys air a lot of sound this morning on the morning after?
We did not.
Did you have Jeff Luno on the show? Did Correa join you guys? Is that what he was doing down there? No.
Micro. We call it on the show micro coverage.
You know, you have to be in the press box a certain inning when they hand out that stuff, you know. And Ahmad, who's only been here, Ahmad Hicks, my good friend at Channel 5, has been here for like 11 minutes at Channel 5. He has been there. Like, he has the perfect timing. He knows exactly. He's got more stuff in the 11 minutes he's been at Channel 5 that I have in 26 years.
There must be a secret handbook buried in the Channel 5 sports office that Malcolm left behind, and Ahmad stumbled into it.
Yes.
Dude, this is how you get all the free stuff. All right, 5 for Frank, each day, 11 o'clock hour, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Name the one Astro that would be untouchable, that you would never consider a trade.
I think Correa.
Correa, got it.
Yeah, I mean, he's Tatis Jr. in a sense. And when he's healthy, God, he's so long and he's so explosive. And everything he does is perfect.
All right, your next one, is it Bregman? Is it Springer?
Boy, Bregman might be number one for me.
Great third baseman.
Yeah, I tell you, Springer, I'd like to have as the face of my franchise for the next 10 years, though. He's like the greatest guy. Not bad to have a leadoff hitter with 24 home runs.
And what is it about Houston? Just historically, so Mark Berman, who's a sports reporter in Houston, he's all over the place. He's super intense, and he is calling and texting me Friday, you got to get me Correa. You got to get me Correa. And I said, Charlie Marlowe's down there. Give me Charlie's number. I'm like, don't do that to him, please. Huh. He's just... And he said, if you go in there, the Astros will make sure Correa talks, and he's a great guy. You'll have no problem. Charlie's like, dude, I went in there, got the sound, no big deal. I'm like, the Astros yeah. have always been that way.
Well, it started with the, you know, Bees, Bagwell, and Biggio, and Berkman, and Beltran. That's unbelievable.
But if you were Jeff Luhnow and said nobody, it probably is Correa, but I think Bregman's in that conversation.
He has 177 walks and 146 strikeouts the last 2 years.
Bregman.
Yes, a 394 on base.
All right, Frank, you are John Mozeliak. Nice scarf. It's July. What's the plan with Matt Carpenter?
Burn.
Love you, Mo.
I just want to see a pulse.
It's my guy.
Yeah. I just want to see a pulse before I bring him up. Maybe he's going to have a couple of games. I mean, back-to-back games where he's making good contact. I'm not going to do this to him. I'm not going to do it to our franchise either.
And if you bring him up and he's not playing, and it wouldn't make sense if he comes up after 0 for whatever, doesn't that make it more awkward? Like, you can't bring him up if he's not going to play, because then he's just kind of around. And I would think for a guy who maybe get into his own head, wouldn't that just be worse if you're there and not playing? Yeah. Would you rather just stay down for a little while than be up there with people kind of wondering what's going on? Or, I mean, I guess it's been said, you go this week, maybe he could be a DH, but...
Yeah, as good a player as he has been, he also is a guy that, you know, takes the defeat and the failure probably as hard as anybody we've ever been around. We all remember the series where he just didn't go on a series and he wasn't really hurt. Because he was just in a bad frame of mind. And I feel for the guy because he's never done anything wrong. He's a good guy. He cares about it. But, boy, when you're in this funk, you just feel like you're never going to get out of it.
Should all parents reconsider telling their kids not to play Fortnite? The online video game. They just had the championship over the weekend. The kid, teenager that won $3 million. The Fortnite champion. Now he can go back to all those girls who turned him down and said, you're a geek that just plays video games all day. He just won $3 million.
The funniest thing about this is, I think they had it at Arthur Ashe Stadium, I do believe.
Yes.
The winner won more than the winner of the
U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what's the,
which is crazy.
What's the bubble for this then? How exactly do they have the money to give away a purse like that?
I would assume advertising dollars are huge. I'm sure ticket admission, probably $10, something like
they're
that.
On yeah. They're on TV too, right?
Well, yeah. Who's watching?
Oh, yeah. Have
younger
you ever heard
people.
Of Twitch?
No, yeah, I get that, but I don't understand how, we know millions that's watch the U.S.
kids,
Open in tennis over a month.
We're amazed. Like, it's amazing to me. I like video games. I've gotten out of them a little bit, but used to be really into them. It's amazing how kids nowadays will just sit there and watch other people play video games
God,
online
that,
for 2
What
to
could be
hours.
Worse than that?
I agree.
One thing is playing for hours.
Thing.
TV ratings for Fortnite.
Fortnite. But $3 million. I think Darren Rovell had the stat. Like, did the fifth place finisher got like 900,000?
I don't see how this is financially viable. This has to be a bubble.
Or does Fortnite just have so much money and they want this wave of publicity and also kids being into it that they can afford to just throw that around? It's only been around for a couple of years. Dad, I'm giving up baseball, says Dom. I think I'm getting into Fortnite.
Oh, gosh. But I will say this. There are times when at 1 o'clock I'll go to the kitchen to get a glass of water, and I'll hear him playing that. They do.
They all do.
And
yeah.
You go,
yeah.
That's my son. Yeah. He's going to win $3 million.
By the way, this just in from Ken Strode. Let's not forget, all of my giveaways go to Gobbleball.
That is true.
So good cause.
Oh,
there we
go.
You are a great American. It's true. It's all about charitable donations.
Very nice.
Assume. You are Albert Pujols. You just hit a 650th career home run, except it looks like there are about 650 people at the game. Any part of you wish these moments were happening here?
I'm still getting paid in the Escalade. It's a beautiful town to live in. Look, I'd love to be here, but the Cardinals couldn't rationalize trying to be a contending team and playing me, who's a DH, so I can live with it. I'm going to get. I may get to 700. Well, he's at 650 now.
650.
So let's say he's at 660. Boy, it's going to be tough.
He's going to hit 30 this year, though. He's in the eighth year of the deal. With 2 years to go, can you get 50 more homers?
I bet he gets to 700.
He'll find a way.
Yes.
Is he on pace for 30-ish this year?
If you have 17 home runs and probably
not quite
upper 20s.
Yeah,
I think
quite.
He gets just to, in his last year of that deal, he gets to 700.
If I were him from afar, and his life is fine, but if I saw him lock up Matt Carpenter, I would think, so you didn't want him to go anywhere. He had to finish his career. 5 hours, like, yeah. Oh, wait a minute, but I can finish my career? I know it's not apples to apples.
Yachty, too, but it's a little more understandable with Mr. Molina.
All right, number five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. Bob Ryan from our hated town of Boston over the years, of course, Patriots, Red Sox, Bruins, not as much. But he said, I know I'm going to get killed for this, but I'm going to say it. The birds on the bat uniform, home white, is the best uniform in sports. Bob Ryan out of Boston saying that, which begs the question, what do you think is the best uniform in all of sports? I realize it's subjective. I think the Yankee pinstripe is still, I mean, it's just so iconic.
But I do think the Cardinals would be in the equation.
I think most people would agree that it's iconic as well, the birds on bat.
I tell you, there's a couple of things. USC's colors are kind of cool, that maroon and yellow. I think the San Diego Chargers powder blue is right up there.
I like the Dodger blue. I've always been a fan of that.
Yeah, the Dodgers uniform is sharp, and I think Raiders and Cowboys, even though I don't care about either team, there's just something about that uniform. It stayed the same. I looked at one list just out of fun, the rankings. They had the Cardinal uniform 25th. I think it was a Fox website deal. They were right behind the Buffalo Bills, and I said, what?
Eh.
And there's a lot of weird ones, like the old Houston Astros. They're quirky and fun, but not beautiful.
I mean, like somebody
the
threw up
orange,
on it.
Orange, yeah, yeah. The real just crazy looking. And somebody likes the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the old creamsicle jersey, but those are kind of
How about the blue note?
Weird.
I think that's kind of classic.
Yeah, they've changed a lot over the years. Different looks. That probably gets it. I mean, like Detroit, the wheel is probably more consistent.
The Winter Classic one, the powder blue, I think that's their best looking one. Yeah. What about just the traditional Celtic green?
Celtics are behind the list. Like the Lakers, I just don't like the yellow and purple, but it's an iconic jersey.
Oh, the Blackhawks for sure.
That's
I think,
there.
I mean, to me, I love the jersey. Hate the team. Not a fan of the city, but I think the jersey's really cool, both the home and the road.
You'll see a lot of mentions for like Notre Dame and Penn State, but they're just sort of classic. There's nothing. I mean, if you like a classic look, I guess, but they're sort of plain.
I like now, Michigan's because of the colors as
oh,
well.
Yeah.
The maize and blue, I think, is really cool with the Wolverine helmet, but that's not up there far by top five.
Right this now. May be tantamount to Bob Ryan saying this, but I think the Chicago Blackhawk jersey is pretty sharp.
See, I like the Longhorns. I like the burnt orange. I like just the white helmet with the Longhorn. That's one of my favorite for college football.
I thought Frank was going to say the DeSmet Spartans, circa 79. Their look.
It's probably Tigers.
Shorts were too tight.
This is going to prompt Doug Vaughn to chime in. Well, I used to like the Tigers uniform when they could recognize my
There's
home
a bumblebee
state
on the helmet.
All right, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Dan O'Neill texting in the ABA Spirits of St. Louis. That was a good looking
jersey.
Yeah,
some old school stuff like the Nets with Dr. J. But NBA Celtics is right up there in terms of. And the Bulls, when Michael was playing, I love the jersey, but it seems kind of simple.
I like the one in the eight, like the cursive Bulls, like the one they put when Jordan first got drafted, kind of that small lettering, not in the 90s. I like that Bulls.
How about the Red Wings, the classic Red Wings?
Yeah, the wheel in the middle. That's pretty strong.
Yep.
And the Canadiens, just because it's a historic look and franchise. Even if you don't, I'm the red, the white, the blue.
Atlanta Thrashers, just obviously got to put them up there.
What?
You know what hasn't changed? It's that UCLA jersey. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I did acquire, not for me, but a new nickname to use. I told you guys, so Kachuk calls me 2020, right? I couldn't get into the game unless we were up or down 20. I had Julian Tavares messing with La Russa on Saturday. Tavares said he always imitated Tony. I said, you imitate him? He said, no, just his walk. And he was kind of, he goes, Tony looks a little hobbled. And so he would do this walk. So I said, you got to do it in front of him. And then Tony grabbed him and they were kind of laughing. And Tony said, you know what we call this guy? 7-up. I said, what? And he said, Dave Duncan said he's only going in if we're up 7. And I said, that is the baseball equivalent of 2020.
Good.
We've got a few pitchers like that now. Might want to start calling 7-up.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, no.
And I think I jinxed Hudson. Remember the stat I kept rolling out?
I was thinking about that yesterday.
Oh, you did.
That was your fault.
I said out of 21 starts, he only had one earned runs, not runs, but earned runs. One time was he over 3 earned runs. Well, that came to an end yesterday.
Best uniform in all the sports, Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Remember they made that movie about that a long time ago? With me, before your time.
I think I've got it on VHS.
Blackhawks sweater is outstanding. Penn State football, those Michigan hockey uniforms, I haven't seen those.
Brian McKenna says any female professional beach volleyball uniform is the best.
Those are good.
Gabrielle Reese, shout out.
All right, a couple of quick business items before we go to break. Maryville's continued to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Go to maryville.edu. McBride is one of our great sponsors. If you haven't been there, Arbors of Frontenac. It's the new McBride community. The Arbors of Frontenac includes 31 luxury villas located off of Clayton Road just east of Spady. It's a prime Frontenac location. Luxury quality homes with great value make this community one buyers you just don't want to miss. It starts in the upper 600s. It goes to over a million. You can play catch in the closets. The bathrooms are unbelievable. The master bedrooms are insane. It is just one of their best ever at McBride Homes. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.